Small town girl, Bonnie Lee Bakley, always dreamed of marrying a movie star. Her obsession with celebrities resulted in 9 divorces until Bonnie eventually married famous actor Robert Blake. However, Bonnie learned that being close to the spotlight comes with consequences. Within a year of her marriage, her Hollywood dream came to an end when she was found fatally shot outside of a diner in North Hollywood. Bonnie's troubling past complicated detectives' almost year-long investigation into her murder, which had the LAPD raking through Hollywood's underbelly of gangsters, drug addicts, and would-be hitmen. Her husband, Robert Blake, remained the prime suspect in her murder, but the media pointed the finger back at Bonnie, saying she had it coming. From Wondery, the execution of Bonnie Lee Bakley is a thrilling new chapter in the hit Hollywood and Crime podcast series. Robert Blake knew Bonnie spent most of her life as a con artist who dreamed of being famous. But when Robert Blake reluctantly let Bonnie stay in his guest house, it began the role he'd become most famous for, an accused murderer. You're about to hear a preview of the execution of Bonnie Lee Bakley. While you're listening, follow the execution of Bonnie Lee Bakley on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, or you can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app.
It's a little after 9:30 p.m. on May 4th, 2001. Fireworks flash across the sky in Studio City, just over the Hollywood Hills. Cinco de Mayo has come a day early this year. Inside a small yellow house on a quiet street, Sean Stanek sits at a desk in his robe. He's spending Friday night hunched over his keyboard, writing a screenplay, hoping to become the next Quentin Tarantino. But tonight, Stanek won't write another word. Outside his door is a man. He looks familiar, about 60-something, short. He's breathing hard.
You have to help my wife. She's bloody and she's been beaten. They beat her up. Oh my God, call 911.
Then it clicks. Jesus, it's Robert Blake, the actor. Stanek's seen him around the neighborhood. Where is she? Blake points across the street to a black Dodge parked in front of a dumpster. Stanek's confused. How did Blake's wife get into the car if she was beaten? Was there a domestic squabble? Stanek races to his bedroom, dials 911.
Fire permit, number 38, address an emergency.
Okay, the crap. We need a woman with...
How old is she?
45 years old.
She's 45 years old.
She's conscious.
Is she conscious, Robert?
No.
She's not conscious.
Is she breathing?
Is she breathing? Yeah, they're coming.
Oh, no.
The operator tells Stanek to get a dry towel to stop any bleeding. Shit. He's still in his robe. He runs to the bedroom to change clothes and hears Blake yell from the other room.
I'm going back to the restaurant.
What the hell? Why isn't Blake going to the car to help his wife? Outside, there's a light fog, the street empty. It's dark as soot. Then he sees the car next to the dumpster and rushes over. He peers in through the driver's window and spots the woman.
Ma'am? Oh my God.
Okay, is she breathing?
I don't know. Are you okay? Ma'am, are you okay?
Stanek opens the door. The woman's hair is matted with blood. He can hear her taking ragged breaths. He places a towel around her head and applies pressure. And then he hears Blake calling from down the block.
What's wrong with her? What happened?
Stanek turns back to the injured woman. He tilts up her face. His stomach jumps. There's a gaping hole in the right side of her head. She's been shot. Minutes later, paramedics arrive and transfer the woman into an ambulance. Stanek finds Blake sitting on the curb. He sits next to him and puts his arm around his shoulder. By now, the street is teeming with squad cars. One of the officers approaches and asks Blake if he's related to the victim. Blake's voice is low, shaky.
That's my wife. I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. She was afraid, you know. I carry my piece for protection.
The officer asks if he still has it on him. Blake pulls the gun from his pocket. Stanek is suddenly all nerves. He tries to piece together the clues. If he did the scene as a director, he'd say the woman trusted whoever did this. Maybe the killer walked up and said something to her, then, too late, the gun explodes. One of the hazards of working in Hollywood, everything feels like a movie. Stanek won't be the first to speculate about what happened tonight. In the next few hours, newspapers and TV crews will swoop onto the scene, hungry for headlines. It's been a slow news cycle, and this story has all the makings of a film noir thriller. A faded Hollywood actor, his murdered wife. Everyone wanting to know, who is this mysterious woman? And who wanted her dead?
You just heard a preview of The Execution of Bonnie Lee Bakley. Listen to the rest of this episode wherever you get your podcasts.